Most people remember William McKinley as the guy who died so that Teddy Roosevelt could become president. But that isn't quite fair to the man who twice beat populist sensation William Jennings Bryan and prevented socialism from gaining more of a foothold in the United States. What was most important about McKinley wasn't so much what he did, or said, or thought. It was the time in which he lived. The 1890s was a tumultuous decade of industrial depression, agrarian revolt, and unprecedented American imperialism. McKinley's steady hand helped determine, for better or worse, the direction the nation would take during much of the next century. Before McKinley, Republican candidates typically defined themselves by waving the bloody shirt of the Civil War and denouncing Catholics and other immigrants. McKinley, though, made the tariff his principal issue. Wealthy Republican businessmen had long supported high tariffs in order to restrict foreign competition. But McKinley's genius was to sell this policy to the working man as well, arguing that the resulting prosperity would create better-paying jobs for everyone. Meanwhile, McKinley's campaign manager, Mark Hanna, extracted enormous sums from an American plutocracy frightened out of its mind by the prospect of a populist President Bryan. Reasonable estimates of these hidden donations range from $4 million to $16 million, compared to the $500,000 that Bryan was able to raise. That money allowed Hanna to reach and propagandize millions of working-class voters. As Roosevelt himself observed, Hanna advertised McKinley as if he were a patent medicine. America's transition from the 19th to the 20th century was certainly disorderly, made no less so by the Spanish-American War of 1898. But McKinley competently straddled these two eras, even if he wasn't able to enter the new century himself. It seems fitting, therefore, that he was assassinated by a man made rootless by the mass, industrialized urban world that McKinley himself had done so much to create.